Up until today, Pennsylvania union members have been exempt from charges of stalking, harassment, and threatening to use a weapon of mass destruction in a labor dispute. Governor Tom Wolf signed a bill today ending that protection. Was it a relic of the union-busting early days of organized labor, or a valuable tool to shield today's union members from bogus charges? WHYY Shai Ben Yaakov examines that question.
Serena Rose remembers the day well. It was about 3 years ago, and her company, Post Brothers Construction, was in the middle of building the Gold Tech's apartment building in Philadelphia using some non-union labor.
I walked into a restaurant, and a business agent from the Ironworkers Union started an altercation with me and assaulted me at the counter. He also motioned his hand at me with like a gun shape. Bang, bang, that kind of thing.
Shaken, Rose, the vice president of development for Post Brothers, took her story to the police. But when it went to court, the judge said he was powerless to do anything.
Because this is legal in the state of Pennsylvania.
Up until now, the Labor Anti-Injunction Act shielded union members from prosecution on harassment or stalking charges if they were engaged in a broadly defined labor dispute. Construction lawyer Wally Zimelong says it was a good law back when it was passed in 1937.
The purpose was to prohibit the criminal codes from being used to thwart labor organizing efforts and to bust strikes.
In the 30s, the nascent labor movement was frequently strong-armed by powerful industrialists, and members were often brought in on trumped-up charges of harassment. In 1937, 10 unarmed union demonstrators in Chicago were shot and killed by police in what would come to be known as the Memorial Day Massacre. But Zimelong says those days are long gone, and the Anti-Injunction Act is now used very differently.
They've evolved into a sword that organized labor wielded in order to sanction conduct that otherwise would have been considered criminal conduct.
What societal cure is this going to provide us?
Pat Gillespie is business manager of the Philadelphia Building and Construction Trades Council. Gillespie says the law signed by Governor Wolf rolls back protections for workers that are still necessary.
This is owners and management who are very abusive towards their employees, and those employees have a right to stand out in the public square and tell that person that. By Wolf signing this, he will stifle that.
Governor Wolf said in a statement, quote, "I believe it's important to allow men and women to come together and have their voices heard. I also believe that any form of harassment by employees or employers is unacceptable." I'm Shai Ben Yaakov, WHYY News.